Okay, hello everybody. Let me see who's here. Daniel Goodman. Steve Nemitz, how are you? Nice to see you. Matt, how are you? Evan Goldman?
Hi, Rabbi, how are you?
Okay, can I see you? Are you...
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm just kind of getting situated here.
Okay. And Max, how are you? Jacob, good morning. Harav Katan, Yitzchak Carroll, Harav Kobri, Daniel Albert, Harav Ezra Hagler, Yehuda Shitris, Harav Sokol, Shimi Sokol. Okay, welcome everybody. We're working on the idea of not being able to, the 40-minute thing. I don't think it's going to be... work for today. Today still we might have the 40-minute, and then we'll have to, but we're working on being able to not to have the 40-minute thing. So these things take time. Okay, what we're going to do today is we're going to start the packet of the Inyan Tokev Hachana L'Mitzvos Matzah. Okay? And the question at hand is the concept of what obligation or inyan or hider is there if a person himself is involved in the baking of the matzahs or the taking of the kernels and grinding them, etc., or is there no such hider whatsoever? What is the issue? So the Torah tells us in Shmos Yud Beis Lamed Daled, "Fa'isa amis b'tzeiko term yechmatz, misharosam tzuros b'samlosam al shichmam." So Klal Yisrael took the batzeik and literally on their shoulders. "Fa'isa amis b'tzeiko term yechmatz misharosam." Rashi says, Shiore matzu morer, surus al shichmam. So Rashi says, Afal pi shahab behemos harbe holicho imohim. In other words, even though they could have just put it on the camel. But since they had the chavivus of a mitzvah, they dafka wanted to carry it on their shoulders. So this pasuk, as we'll see, maybe has a concept, an idea, that there's a certain chavivus hamitzvah when it comes to matzah. That we see that vayisa om is b'tzeikol term yachmatz. They took the batzik before it became chametz. Misharosom tzuros al b'simlosom al shichmam. And if you look in the Hagos Maimoni, let's take a look at Hagos Maimoni on page 2. Hagos Maimoni, Perikheg, Os Gimel, Pimichilta, Misharosam Tsuros, Bissimlosam, Oshifer, Ravnosan, Omer, Chiboyo, Lehem, Behemos, Elishahoyusom, Chavim, Esamatsos, Pielchov, Yasu, Benezer, Litin, Schar, Lalicho, Lassia. Ficha kol adam yitrach ba'atzmo. Next page, v'yiskein b'mitzvos. He says that from the Hagos Maimoni, as Rav Goodman points out, you see for the fact from this pasuk that shows you the concept of a chavivus hamitzvos, shows you that Klal Yisrael were mechavev the mitzvos by themselves. In other words, again, they could have put it on the donkey. They could have, why did they have to schlep? But the reason why they had to schlep is to show this idea of chavivus hamitzvah, and that's why the Hagos Maimoni quotes this. He says, "Elo shehu Yisrael mechavim es hamitzvos v'yelchu v'yazu b'nei Yisrael litin tzchar l'alicha l'asim v'ficha kol odom yitrach ba'atzmo." V'yisaken b'matzah. So they had the chavivas for the matzah, for the mitzvah, whatever. So we're saying from here that everyone should be masakin for themselves the matzos. Let's take a look in the Gemara in Chulin on page 4 on Zayin Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, my behemtam shel tzaddik of Pinchas ben Yair have a ka'ozil l'pidyon shavuyim. Pinchas ben Yair was going for pidyon shavuyim. Poga bei beginoi. He bumped into a ginoi, a gardener. Poga bei beginoi nara. Yeah, so he's going to the to Bipo de Shvuyim, and then he faces the river. Ginoy, I'm sorry, I say garden, it's wrong. Rashi says Shem Hanar. Ginoy is the name of the Nahar. Ginoy Nara. So Amala Ginoy Chalokli Meibecha, the Evor Becha. That is, he wanted to be Po de Shvuyim. So he needed to go across the river. And he asked the river, could you split for me? Amalei ata holech lasos utzon konech. You're going to do a mitzvah of pidyon shavuim. Fani holech lasos utzon koni. And I'm doing Hashem's mitzvah also, because Hashem wants me to be the river. So my tafkid is to be the river. Your tafkid, you want to do a mitzvah. So we're both doing a mitzvah. So why should my mitzvah be less than your mitzvah? Ata sofik osa, sofik iata osa. Who says you'll be successful? Ani vaday osa. I'm certainly doing the mitzvah. Amalei im iata cholek gazrani alecha shelo yavru b'cha mayim leolam. He says, if you don't split, then I will make a gezeira that there will be no water left by your river anymore. So he sort of said, you better split for me. Cholokle. So he split. Next case. Havahu gavred havadori chite lepischa. There was a man who was carrying chitim for Pesach, you know, for the matzahs. He was carrying chitim. And he also needed to get through to go over the river. So he asked him again. Amalei chalokli nami lahai debimitzvah osik. He says, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm going to bake matzahs. I'm going to grind the chitim, to make flour. So could you split for me? I need to pass. Cholokle. So he split. Havahu taya. And then the Gemara says that there was this this merchant, Arab merchant, the lover Bahadayu, who was walking with them, Amalei Chalokle Nami Lahai. Could you split for him as well? Okay, so Bekitzer, he asked them to split as well. So you see over here that that he asked that they split the nahar for the mitzvah of the matzah. And here the mitzvah of the matzah wasn't eating the matzah. It was to take the chitim and grind them up. So, but you see from the Gemara in Chulin that that's considered a mitzvah also, that's how some point out. Because he said, split the nar for the mitzvah of grinding the chitim to make into flour, which will ultimately be the matzah. Okay, so that's the... So if you look in the Sefer HaRokeach, take a look in the Sefer HaRokeach HaGodol, Rabbi Lozer Migor Maize, on page 5, that's the Sharblat. And now let's look on page 6. Perek Kol Shah Ushmartem Es HaMatzos Amar Rava Lahanu Apunoi Kev Chisu L'Shem Matzah. In other words, he told the people that were, you know, cutting the wheat, you should make the wheat and flip the wheat L'Shem Matzah Kasov Min Shibar Mitchilos Av Atzofo Kol Ish Yisrael Tzorach. Then he says, Kol Ish Yisrael Tzorach Leilech Im Tochein Litchom. He says that everyone has a chiyuv to go grind his own matzahs, his own wheat. And how do we know that? Kedemashra Perakola Shochtin. And we see it in the Gemara Chulin, Gabi Pilchas Ben Yair, who gavad have a dori chito lepischa. So the Sefer Rokeach brings a raya from that Gemara in Chulin that he said Chalok Lami L'Hai the Mitzvah Ka'asik. Pilchas Ben Yair said, "Okay, split also for this guy. He's also doing a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah pidyon shvuim, but he's also doing a mitzvah that he's going to grind the wheat." So he said, you know, split for him as well. So you see from there that Pinchas Ben Yair said that that's a mitzvah as well. So far, what have we seen? We saw the pasuk of that the Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, carried their own matzah. I mean, they're right. And we saw the idea of Pinchas Ben Yair that he said to the sea to split for the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim, and then he said, and now I want you to split for this guy's mitzvah. And he did. And the Sefer Rokeach says, you see from here, that's a mitzvah, to go yourself and carry the wheat to get it grind. In other words, actual physical participation in the mitzvah. And if you'll take a look in the Rush, the Rush here in Perek Beis, the Psachim, Halacha Chavav, says the Rush, Ubalei Maisa v'chasidim v'atamimim Machmirim al atzmam ki geoinim ha machmirin veloshen veoifim baatzmam. Kehid amrinim badarko shel oni hu masik veishto ofe. That chasidim tamimim or machmir, and they knead and bake the matzah themselves. Because the pasuk says, lechem oni mar darko shel oni hu masik veishto ofe. that my darko shall oni lechem oni. What is the husband? He makes the fire in the oven, and the woman makes the bakes the matzah. So this is another makor for this idea of getting involved yourself in the mitzvah of matzah. And let's see in Shulchan Aruch. You shut the door? Oh, somebody, okay, after you get it. Yeah. So let's take a look in the Ramah. Hoodie, shut the door. So the Ramah in Siman Tav Nun Gimel on page 8 says, V'anshei ma'aseh regilim leilech ba'atzmam l'mokam harichayim liros. Hey, matzmam l'tchilas kimcheim. So the Ramah Tav in Tav Nun Gimel quotes this rush. Can you shut the door? Miriam, can you shut the door? Okay. And then the Magen Avraham says, "Se mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho." The Magen Avraham says that this idea of going yourself is the concept of mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. In other words, you really could have the matzah baked by someone else, but the fact that you're going yourself and doing it is a concept of mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. So we have to see when to apply this idea. But that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. Mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. So now let's take a look in the Gemara in Sukkah on Chavav Amud Aleph, because again, what's interesting is that this is really not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah is eating the matzah, right? So the fact that we're applying the baking of the matzah to this idea is also quite interesting. So let's see a parallel to this idea on page 9 in the Gemara and Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Chananya ben Akavya, Kosvei Svarim Tfilin Mezuzus, Hein Vitagreim Vitagrei Tagreim V'chol Oskim Melech HaShemayim, Asui Mochri Tchevas Petur Mikriyash Mena Tfila Mena Tfilin. So you see, a fascinating idea that people who are, you're a sofer, you write tefillin, you write mezuzos, so that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not writing the tefillin, not writing the mezuzah. It's putting on the tefillin, putting on them. But you see over here that the preparation of the mitzvah is chashev enough that what? That we're going to say osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Right, we had a whole discussions. When do you say osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? But here you see that even the kosvei tefillin and mezuzahs are part of this thing, the kosvei tefillin. So kosvei tefillin, you say that osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, right? The kosvei tefillin and the tagreim and the merchants. In other words, a sofer writes tefillin, and then he gives it to a middleman to sell, right? So even though the middleman didn't even write the tefillin, but he's like part of the business, you know, of disseminating the tefillin. And yet, the kosvei tefillin is also pater min ha mitzvahs. So that's another fascinating idea, that the mitzvah is the whole process, not just the final makeh b'patish. So now let's look in the Maram Shik on page 10. Says the Maram Shik, V'nira, d'had amrina ha'osek b'mitzvah potom min ha-mitzvah lav davka asiyas ha-mitzvah mamsh. So the Maram Shik says an interesting thing, just what we were saying before. That it's not only a din in the person who's doing the mitzvah, el afilu halicha va'esek b'mitzvah l'knosa, even the involvement of the mitzvah to buy it, ulavi elidei gemar nami b'chlal, to yafilu v'lechtecha v'derech to'osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, hain shem b'ritva b'sukkah, im kein im kone u'mishamer u'mazmin hatloim ol yom mochar. In other words, a person buys the animals for the korbanos, and he's buying it for tomorrow's korbanos, but he has to buy it today, so we'll have it for tomorrow. That's called osik b'mitzvah today. Im kein im yoniach atloim v'shomrim al yom mocher osik hayom b'mitzvahs tamidim til mocher. Say, you need a korban tamid, so you need every day. So what do you? So you need someone to buy it today for tomorrow. So then you're being osik b'mitzvah today, even though it's for tomorrow's korban. Kach osik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah the musaf of yochel asog ezes sheyirtza kein nira lefi aniyaz daiti. Okay, so that's the yisod. So and. That's the Maram Shik here in Shuva Mem Hey, and now there's another Maram Shik let's take a look on page 11. One second, Rebbe. So, the Maram Shik on page 11 has another tshuva that's relevant to this topic regarding the Hachana L'mitzvahs. So let's take a look here on the... Okay, take a look here. Let's see what the tshuva is about. Nishalti b'echad sholach l'kfar b'erev Pesach. A person went to the country on Erev Pesach k'dei ligbos chov. Shaz manu b'yomahu. He had a... to collect, you know, someone owed him money. And it was Erev Pesach, and he wanted to collect the debt. And it took time that he was there to collect his chov. And it's going to take 4 hours to get from where he was to the next Jewish city. In that little country, you know, village where he was collecting the debt, there was no matzah there. And he won't be able to say the Haggadah there either. So the question is he allowed to mechalel yontif, to go back to his house, k'dei l'kayim ha-mitzvah? Meaning, I guess if he can get a horse or something like that, he could he can get back home. And then he'll be able to eat matzah. But if he doesn't, he'll just have to walk. He's not going to get there in time. V'im ovar v'shav l'beiso, and if he does this, im tzarech l'kabel tshuv al zeh. So he says here, halacha psuka b'Rosh Hashanah, the shofar shal Rosh Hashanah, he says, the shofar shal Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Eim avirim alav atzatchum. You can't go out of the tchum In other words, if your shofar is outside of the tchum, you can't leave the tchum. So it's mashma that just because, you know, you're mechal yantav to do the mitzvah, you can't do it. So in Chor, you can't. In other words, if he's going to take a horse back home, he's going to go outside of the tchum. So in Chor, if he can't do it for the mitzvah shofar, certainly in Chor he can't do it for the mitzvah matzah mar. Omnam im ovar v'yatza chutz l'tchum mishum lecho matzah yeshlodu d'b'dyevet lo ovar. So he says like this. He says here in Cain, second arrow, and he the mitzvah essay that kia shofar or chilas matzah lo kiemaz, kamokam kaimez halicha hishtadlo sazeh. The mitzvah essay mit rabbanon shtadlus lasses the verb shall yodim yikayim a mitzvah essay. He says there's a concept of hishtadlus l'kayim a mitzvah, and he says that he thinks that's a mitzvah the rabbanon. The actual mitzvah is the daraisa, but mit rabbanon you still have. Okay, lo have matzah l'meim mishum de'enu be'idna dakati have. My time with the Rabbanu, Lahavi Atzma, Lahavi Mitzvah, Say the Raisa. So he says, that he says, in other words, say you have the case of the Gemara. You have a bunch of rocks that fell on the shofar. So you're not allowed to mefana the rocks. Well, of course you can't, because it's, what do you want to say, Esei Dochel Ososeh, but it's not the Be'idna. But he says, no, but maybe it's Be'idna because you're doing a mitzvah derabbanon of trying to do a mitzvah. So maybe there's a concept of hishtadlus l'kayim ha-mitzvah. And that's why, and that would be at the same time that you're doing the aveira. You're doing that mitzvah. Okay. So you have this idea. That you're trying to do a mitzvah is a mitzvah. So therefore, even though taka, it's no good, because Gemara says the reason why you can't get the shofar is because the shofar is mitzvah sasei, and yontav is mitzvah sasei and lo sasei, and esei docha lo sasei v'yasei. So the Maram Shuk says, but don't you say that's not be'idna? The answer is, it is be'idna. It is be'idna of the mitzvah d'rabbanan of being mishtadel l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Yeah.
Why should that help? We're not going to say Asei Dochelut Asei by an Asei Derabanan.
Well, yeah. But the Los Asei, anyway, is also Derabanan here, because it's only a question of Muktzav being Mefanes Hagal. So it's not real. That's the Ran says. It's all Derabanans anyway. You follow?
So if it's all
Durabanan,
so why do you need
to say Right, so the Gemara says the reason why you can't take the rocks away is because the mitzvah shofar is an essay, and yontif, chil yontif, even by your Durabanan, we view it like an essay and a los essay. And then essay docha, essay velos essay. But in the end, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it because you can't. But you might have thought you could be allowed to do it, because at least you're mekayim the mitzvah essay of ishtadlus lekayim mitzvah, and that'll be docha the rabbanon of chil yontif the rabbanon of losasem kamalacha shabboson essay docha losasem, but ain't essay docha losasem v'asay. So you can't do it. But he's saying over here that there would have been a mitzvah essay of shofar, but he's saying, but the shofar you're not doing till later. The answer is, you're mekayim the mitzvah v'shtadlus l'kayim ha-mitzvah. And that's a separate mitzvah. Of v'shtadlus l'kayim ha-mitzvah. So that's what the Maram Shit Mechadesh this idea of Hishtadlus L'Kayim HaMitzvah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. But in the end of the day, you know, it's also to do. Because L'maisa Ein Esei Dochalo Esei V'Los Asei. So that's the famous Maram Shik. However, others disagree. If you take a look, Rav Gubin points out the Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva. We'll take a look first on page 19. That's the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar de Mila. So, Rabbi Elazar de Mila is... What's the halacha? A mila is docha Shabbos, right? But what about machshire mila? Whereas, what about you didn't bring the knife? Whereas, in a moil does a meal on Shabbos, he has to bring the equipment before Shabbos. So the halacha is that if you, so the question is, could he bring? Say he forgot to bring the knife on Shabbos. Could he bring it on Shabbos? Shabbos bris. So Rabbi Elazar says, yeah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, page 19. Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos, mevi'o b'Shabbos. That if you didn't bring the sakin mila before Shabbos, you can bring it on Shabbos. And we paskin not like that. We paskin that if you do that, that's chil Shabbos. Because Rabbi Elazar shita is that machshirei mitzvah is docha Shabbos. And we paskin only the mitzvah itself is docha Shabbos, not machshirei mitzvah. So, the Satmar Rebbe in the Tshuva, in the Divrei Yoel, on page 21, writes, he argues with the Maram Shik. In other words, Maram Shik says it's only a din d'rabbanan to mishtadlus l'kai b'mitzvah. He says, omnam, you see? Okay. Can you tell Mommy to come?
Mommy! Mommy!
Come on, sit inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What time is it? Yeah, it's 11:53. Mm-hmm. But Mommy, I
wonder how much the well is. The wall is. Right, Mommy? Do you also wonder, Mommy? Hey, can you type in 54, please?
Type of 54.
55.
Okay. Hi, Avram.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel. Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Rabbi.
So, everyone's here?
How many do I think?
So the Satmar Rebbe says an unbelievable thing. He says that the Satmar Rebbe says he argues with the Maram Shik. Maram Shik says the Indian of there's a mitzvah drabbanon of Hishtadlus L'kayim a mitzvah? He says, no, it's a mitzvah daraisa of Hishtadlus. And he says he brings a raya from the sugya of Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Because Rabbi Lezer de Mila, he held that the Hishtadlus L'kayim mitzvah to bring the sack in, that's Docha Shabbos. So we disagree with that. But we still agree in principle that there's a mitzvah to get the sack in. It's just that that mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos. And what kind of mitzvah? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Take a look on page 21. Omnam. Iki divrei Avraham Shik, b'lav hachim tumuim ma'od. Teich efshar l'chadesh the mitzvah d'rabbonim me'atzmeinu v'ashalo omru ha'chachomim. Kemo she'osu chazal gedev siyag l'tor v'osru dover she'efshar she'yovri osu l'dei avera v'samchu divreim ha'krod v'mishmartim es mishmarti. B'chlal zeh b'vadei nami d'tzorich l'ishtadel b'dvarim ha'mevim l'kayim ha'mitzvah. כמו שנלמד לקרוא הנ"ל למנוע מדברים המביאים לעבירה, כמו כן נלמד משם לעשות דברים המביאים לידי קיום המצווה. It's just like we make siyogim that you shouldn't violate an avera, we do things that you should mekayim a mitzvah. But he writes, Omnam, next paragraph. Be'emesh ishtadlus lekayim ha-mitzvah hu chiyuv d'oraisa, v'lo d'rabbanan. שלא היה ציווי את הרסייר הקדושה, שאם ייפול השופר לתוך יודו, אז יתקע, או אם ימצא סוכה בנויה, אז יישב בו באופן אחר. What does a person think in life? It's just going to fall in your lap? That's what the Torah says? Oh, you only have to do the mitzvah if it falls in your lap. Right? Because מוקם ודאי לכוון הוא לבנוס הסוכה, then no, you have to go ahead and make sure you have it. V'troch v'lohavi ha-shofar, she'e b'yod l'kaimo. V'im lo asa sukkah v'lo hevi shofar b'itel mitzis esei. So he says, u'v'shabes daf kuvlam nekobel v'blezed machshir mitzvah doche Shabbos, next page. U'v'rashi z'al sham machshir shofar g'on l'katzo min ha-mechubar, or to get the shofar ready to be used. These are all things that have to be done. So Rabbi Lezer says they're mechal, they're docha Shabbos. So we hold they're not. But it's still a mitzvah. It's just not a mitzvah that's docha Shabbos. So that's the, so you see from the whole concept of machshiri mitzvah that the machlokas or blazer lechachomim is a docha Shabbos, but everyone agrees that it's still a mitzvah. Everyone agrees it's still a mitzvah. And then there is another discussion of this question in the Shut Rashbash. What on page 13? Osha alta isha rotza lalos la'eretz Yisrael. He wants to make aliyah. Rotza lalos ishto imo. And he wants his wife to come with him. V'hi mispacheda shemeshke echiena me'artzma mashpachta yisa alay isha acheres im tamod miladis. He hayom shkula b'li banim g'deila v'hu omer la sheyisha v'la v'lkim shlo yisa isha acheres aleh la'olam. The question is, so he's saying like this, that this, he's married to a woman and she doesn't have any children. They don't have children. And he wants to take her to Eretz Yisrael with him. And she's afraid. What is she afraid of? Because when she's not in her... See, she feels much more self-confidence when she's in her own country where she grew up in. Now he's taking her to a foreign country. He's afraid that once they're in a foreign country and once she's not near her family, he's going to take a second wife. If she can't have children. Because right now she doesn't have any children with him. And he says to her, don't worry. I'll take a shvua, I will never marry another woman. You're my wife, I will never marry another woman. So the question is that shvua binding? Because l'chora, when you take a shvua that you won't do a mitzvah, in other words, if she can't have children, right, so then he's not going to mekayim the mitzvah of peruvu. If he takes a shvua that he won't marry someone else, then he's basically nishba levatel as a mitzvah. And if he's nishba levatel as a mitzvah, the shvua is not chal. So maybe the shvua is not a good shvua. So maybe she has something to worry about. So the question is the shvua binding or not? So that was the question. So he says, Shuva l'fi hanirish mishelascha ki isha azu adayin hi bazbonim. In other words, it's not shot that for sure they wouldn't want, so far they don't have children. That doesn't mean that it'll always be like that. She's still of age. She's still of age to have children. The nirakol shvua oneder shenasu beheter v'esas hiyosan ein behem bitul mitzvah. Right now, it's not a bittul mitzvah. Because right now, she's still capable of having children. His shvua now is, I will never marry another woman. You know, when you're around. I guess if she passes away, it's something else. But I will never marry another woman. So is that nishma levatel as a mitzvah? So he says, no. Because maybe he'll be able to be zocher to have children with this woman. So maybe it's not considered. And he says, "Tafilu b'nishba shaloisa isha bazbanim nira." She'enu nishba levatel as a mitzvah shrei lo nishba beferish on page 14 shelo yifre velo yirbe. Whereas he never said he's not going to have puruvu. He just said he's not going to. Just said he's not going to marry another woman. He says, like, what if a person nishba shelo yikne chitim lepesach? You see that? Nishba on the right side, the first word on the line. Here. Kolomo shall go further high. The first word on the line is Isha. Ella. Shenishba lo shi'isa isha v'afil el kenishba shalo yikne chitim lepesach lasos matzah. Say a person takes a shvua that he's not going to buy chitim to make matzahs. Or he's not going to buy wood to make a sukkah. Shelo yevi shofar makom ploni. She'ein zeh mitzvah atzma, ela machshirei mitzvah. So what if you say you're not going to do the machshirei mitzvah? Hei osu chaham lalos al gabi ilan. Hei osu shelo yevi izmo. Rafa bishashaninu. So he says, "Mashu davki yeshiva shu mitzvah atzma v'lo hasiya shi'imach shireha." He says that it could be that the only time that it's nishma levatel as a mitzvah is if you say you're not going to do the mitzvah. But if, in other words, if you nishma not to be yoshiv in the sukkah. That's nishma levatel as a mitzvah. So just because you nishma that you're not going to do the machshiri mitzvah, so maybe you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah in a different way. So just because you're not going to buy the paraphernalia to create the, or you're not going to buy the chitim, you're not, you know, but maybe you'll get matzah from someplace else. So therefore, he says, "Ha'olam mizeh shashvur shlo yisa isha." The bottom, the 14, the left bottom. Shashvur shlo yisa isha acheres ale chayla ve'ein levatel as a mitzvah. So that's not nishma levatel as a mitzvah. Because it's not the mitzvah. Whereas his mitzvah is to have children. He says he's not going to marry another woman. So that's not nishma. Maybe he'll be zocha to have the children with this woman. Just like if a person says, I'm not going to... He takes a shvua that he's not going to buy chitim. Okay, maybe he'll get matzah elsewhere. In other words, it's only nishma levatel as a mitzvah that it's not a good shvua. If you take the mitzvah head on, that you're not going to do the mitzvah. But if you don't take the mitzvah head on, you're just not going to do the machshiri mitzvah, that's not considered nishma levatel as a mitzvah. And that's what the Rashbash says. So that's a very interesting idea, that a person, you know, that's now, is that considered? I think Rav Gutman has here. So you see from here, is that considered? Because maybe it's not considered the mitzvah, the machshiri mitzvah. Whereas we saw. The Divrei Yol says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And we saw that the Maariv Shik says it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So what is the Rashbash saying? That it's, I think Rav Gutman is saying that it's not a mitzvah at all. I believe he writes that in one of the places here. That maybe it's not a mitzvah at all. So if it's not a mitzvah at all, then when you're saying you're not going to do the machshiri mitzvah, it's not levatel as a mitzvah. So then the shvua that he says, that he's not going to marry another woman, the shvua is chal. And the shvua that he takes, that he's not going to... to buy the chitim is also chal. Because nishma levatel as a mitzvah is only if you nishma levatel a mitzvah. This is not necessarily a mitzvah. A mitzvah means that this is the only way that you could be mekayim. If a person says, he's nishma not to have children, so then that's not chal. Because he's taking a shvu against the mitzvah. He can't take a shvu against the mitzvah. But here he's not taking a shvu against a mitzvah. But if you say that the machshiri mitzvah is a mitzvah, so then it would be considered nishma levatel as a mitzvah. Okay. So this is. So let's just review what we discussed today. We discussed today the chavivas of mitzvah of that they carried the matzah themselves. They carried the matzah themselves, even though they had donkeys, and they still carried the matzahs themselves. So that's. So that shows the Hargos Maimon, he says that's a mitzvah. The chaviv is a mitzvah. And then we discussed with the Gemara in Chulin about the Pichas Ben Yair said that you could split the sea to get the chitim, because you're getting the chitim is a mitzvah. The Russia is a mitzvah to do it yourself. And then we saw the concept of the preparation for mitzvahs, you say Osik B'mitzvah. The Kosvei Tefillin. And the Maram Shik wants to say it's a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Satmar Rebbe wants to say that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And then, I think the Rashbash, again, I have to check Rav Grubman's Sefer, but I think Rav Grubman might be claiming that the Rashbash is saying that it's the Hachana L'Kabel is not necessarily a mitzvah, because you could maybe do it in a different way. Okay, Rabbi Say. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to continue in this packet. Okay? It's a fascinating idea of we see sources that the hachana for the mitzvah is also considered the mitzvah as well. Okay, let me just greet everybody again. Let's go around. Daniel Gutman, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, Rabbi. How are you?
Okay, Harav Nemitz, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, Rabbi. Here in Vancouver, of all places, the last place they expected to be for Pesach.
Okay. But it's so good to see you. Please join us all the time.
Yeah, fantastic. Share.
We'll see you tomorrow. Jacob, good. Nice to see you. Natan, how are you?
How are you? Good.
Good. Rav Avram, good to see you. Harav Katan. Good to see you. And Ilan, good to see you. Gilad, good morning. Good to see you. Daniel Albert.
We got, guys, by the way, Mr. LOL was me.
And Ezra Hagler, Shlita. How are you? And Yehuda, Shitris, Shlita, Danny Lou. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, hopefully maybe tomorrow we'll finish this packet. There's still a lot of interesting things here. In this packet, we'll finish Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. And then Be'ez Hashem, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll do Haggadah and Chumash. Okay? So, okay, it's always good to see you guys. I miss you a lot. And we'll see each other soon, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, Ilan, we'll send you the rest.
Thanks.